night and a very good afternoon to you. Welcome to the number one talk radio station, Eagle FM Namibia. Sally J in studio on the brand conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Hope your Tuesday is treating you well. It is the 1st of March, and hopefully this March we can march into further greatness. Now, we were being attacked by flies here today. So if you see me waving my hands, especially those that are checking us out on Facebook, just leave us alone. This is how we do in our village. But today I want us to have a conversation about dealing with difficult people at work, which I'm sure all of us have our own stories. Hey, maybe you've been the difficult one at work. So today we're talking about, in your experience, what are some of the lessons you have learned about dealing with difficult people? How does it feel working alongside somebody who you would rather avoid? And also, don't you guys sometimes get crazy at work because of the action and attitude of your coworkers? And if you're not going to be honest, then maybe you guys are like so perfect. And to those perfect people, I would love for you to come and share your experiences, share your thoughts with us. And that is on 083-288-401. And like I said, let's be honest, in every organization, I'm sure we have all encountered a fair share of difficult people. I almost said the company's name. But there was a specific person that used to make it. It's almost like every morning he wakes up and he's just like, I am going to irritate Sally today. So this person basically had the characters of, you know, knowing everything. You know, he's better than everybody. He always had the right answer. He always had the solutions. He always had a smart answer to say. You couldn't really offend him. He was just a hard person, man. And I'm just going to tell the story. It's fine. So then what happened the one day was that there was an email that was being sent out in Afrikaans. Now, everybody knows that when it comes to office work, you know, the preferred language is English. So it was a group email, and I had, you know, there were a lot of people obviously in the email. And so I had replied to the email and said, can we please keep our emails in English so that everybody could understand? Because there were a couple of my colleagues, my former colleagues, that couldn't speak Afrikaans. And this person is like, yeah, but we are an Afrikaans culture. And, yeah, the story gets a bit worse, but it was definitely a difficult person that I was dealing with. I think we got to the point of going to HR because the back and forth, you know, and the name calling, not me, I didn't call the person names because, you know, us as African children, we are scared to get struck by lightning if we disrespect our elders, right? So it was a difficult situation for me. I didn't know what to do. And of course, the last resort was going to, HR. So yes, in every organization, I'm sure we have encountered a fair share of difficult people, and we all find it difficult and challenging to deal with them, especially at work. But you know what? This skill that we're going to be learning about today is so rewarding because difficult people at work, it comes in different forms. And like some people say, you know, there are some people who keep talking, but they are never ready to listen. You get some others that are terrible criticizers and dishonest to their own responsibilities. They are also, again, the bullies, the negativity spreaders, the gossip mongers, and maybe even terrible team players with uncompromising employee habits. So what do you think? What are some of your experiences? What are some of your stories when it comes to dealing with difficult colleagues? And what is some of the lessons that you have learned? Maybe you might be able to give some of us that don't know how to confront people, like Fran said, that, you know, they are never mind, like those ones that say, ah, never mind, and they leave it. That might not always be a good thing. Maybe you're someone who is, you know, able to confront people. That might also be a good and a bad thing, and that person might get defensive, and the story just goes. Then there are also other common behaviors of difficult people, right? Like the phone addicts or those people who are taking credit for other people's jobs. You get those with double standard personalities. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. There are those that are like shouting at others or blaming others constantly or stealing ideas and thoughts and showing them as your own. So trust me, if you let these people and their issues go unaddressed, I think you probably know that your work life has gotten worse and it's gotten unbearable. So yes, like I said, share your experiences today, because the question is, why must you deal with difficult people at work? And I would say because once you realize that you are facing difficulty from a coworker, I think you probably generally tend to ignore them, right? But think about it. As days pass, you are probably trying to console yourself that relationships get better with time. But sooner or later, ladies and gentlemen, that day will come when you feel miserable even going to your workplace. And I've heard a lot of those stories where there was a friend of mine. She was dealing with a coworker that constantly bullied her because of the way that she walks and the way that she talks. And so she was always trying to avoid this person because bullying, I think I could even say guara, because they would really be on her case. Why are you walking like that? Why are you talking like that? Why do you do this? Why do you do that? And it really made the person miserable to the point where they avoid the person and they need to talk to them, to the point where they are miserable and they don't want to go to work. I'm sure the examples are endless when it comes to how people have gone, you know, what extent they've gone to in terms of dealing with that difficult person. Some people have felt angry. Some people have felt hurt, you know, where even all your efforts to probably not address the situation, especially those ones who ignore, they kind of seem unjustified. So I'm here to have this discussion with you as we learn something new. So like I said, the lines are open. That is on 083-288-401. Stay tuned.
There is no queue in internet. Let's keep it that way.
Skip the queue and sign up for our Steadfast, Bharatis Fiber, Sky-Fi or mobile LTE packages at the click of a button. Getting connected has never been easier. Easy online sign-up. You've got it. To find out what services are available in your location, visit Bharatis.Africa/NA.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivika oma kuro yo kupitira mohorike radio station yo Eagle FM enya mukuru olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita timwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu bali o hetatu batatu ne nola no natu ninge tumo emaila Monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, still back at it on your number one talk radio station, Eagle FM. Oh, I actually, before we get into it, I wanted to remind you all that the NAM grocery competition officially ended yesterday, and today we will be going through all the entries, and we will be choosing three lucky winners for the vegetable combos, and I'm so, so excited because we'll be making a nice personal delivery, and yeah, that's basically what I wanted to add there. But nonetheless, we are talking about dealing with difficult people at work. And I'd love to hear your experience in terms of, you know, what lessons have you learned dealing with difficult people? Did you learn to be more patient? Did you learn to listen more? Did you learn that some people I must just ignore? Did you learn that some people, they just need to go straight to the manager, to the HR? What are some of the lessons that you have learned regarding difficult people? You know, like I said, once you realize that you are facing a difficulty from a coworker, generally we want to ignore them, right? But you know what? Rather than enduring such problems, it's really much easier to communicate frankly with the other person and, of course, discuss your dilemmas, which is not always easy because I know for myself, I'm quite a stubborn girl. You know, if I'm upset, then I'm upset for some of the whole day and it's very difficult for me. So I'm a person that I need to go and calm down first before I can address situation. But maybe you have more patience than I do. And someone might need that advice. So yes, choosing to live long term with a difficult situation, it cannot be a choice, ladies and gentlemen. It's like you are holding that grudge that we were talking about yesterday. So what we are talking about is that yes, difficult people do exist at work. They come in every variety. And of course, no workplace is without them. But the whole point is that how difficult a person is for you to deal with, it really depends on your self-esteem, which is Uncle Bona's favorite word, your self-confidence, and probably your professional courage at work. And yes, dealing with difficult people it can be either easy or it can be challenging, you know, but like I said, for you, depending on the type of difficult person and the situation that you face. Because yes, dealing with difficult people is easier, especially when the person is just generally obnoxious or when the behavior affects more than one person. But dealing with them is much tougher when they are attacking you, right? Criticizing you, gossiping about you, undermining maybe your professional contribution. So yes, difficult people come in every conceivable variety, if I can use that. Because yes, there are some that talk constantly and they never listen. There are others that must always have the last word, you know. Some coworkers even fail to probably keep commitments. Others criticize anything that they did not create. I'm sure you've met that person before. They are difficult coworkers that probably compete with you for power, for privilege, and the spotlight. I know in the media industry, especially in the TV industry, that really happens, or the celebrity industry, whatever that is. That happens quite a lot because of the fact that you can be easily replaced in the media industry, right? Tomorrow there can be a new voice of radio and that's about it. Tomorrow there can be a new person on TV and you'll be easily replaced. So yes, there are some difficult coworkers that compete with you for power, for privilege and the spotlight. And I'm sure this trickles down into all of the industries. Maybe some go way too far in courting the boss's positive opinion to your detriment. I've heard of some coworkers attempting to undermine others, where you constantly feel as if you need to watch your back. I've heard of people, you know, that form cliques at a business and they leave you out and you are told that colleagues are speaking about you behind your back. So yes, difficult people and situations such as these, they exist in every workplace. So yes, the question is, so this is why you must deal with difficult people, right? Because your situation, it won't get better. Left unaddressed, it usually gets worse. But I see somebody's joining us on the line, so let's take this one. All right, 083-288-401. That is the studio line if you'd like to join in as we are talking about what are some of the lessons, what are some of your experiences when working with difficult coworkers? Maybe it's a difficult guest. Like for me, sometimes I also get difficult guests where they don't pitch last minute and then you have to scramble around and look for something. And back then I used to kind of ignore it and just be like, oh, it's okay, but it's not okay, right? And that's exactly what I'm saying, that your situation doesn't get better if you leave it unaddressed. It usually gets worse. And I think initially people, all of us, we go into shock when we are treated unprofessionally. So if you take some time to understand exactly what is happening to you, then I'm sure you know that you are not alone. And once you are fully aware of what is happening, deciding to live with the situation in the long term, I hope that is not an option for you. Because then what you're doing is that you are giving that person the freedom to continue going on. And you are giving them the freedom that this and everything else is okay. So yes, and I've heard of some people that, you know, it starts festering to the point that they are miserable going into work each day. So ladies and gentlemen, if you are still here, thank you so much for making Eagle FM your station of choice. Let's take a quick commercial break and then I will be back to give you more. Stick around.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Mm. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede roo de undi, ora tienji o ikel FM ayalida era karai mbambe hinaraka. Tuahanasa na chinene o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapuli roo, uwabana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ino woye. Kukusha ora tienji o ikel FM ayika onje komurungu no mekulisi no woshiwana. Matu hepa oru ya meto roye, moshimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombuze no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu yoye yodoranda esere, no iwaeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu alanji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odoine mbali. Miyaro kona nombo nanji rukwao, onora, O hambonda tu oimwe. Ombali odonora mbali oime oimwe odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT po shita o stop ota ko Ikel Media House. Kombanga njo kamuti FNB. On branch ko utenji ombali o hambonda tu onora oimwe o hambombali ombali mosho mise. Miarka no branch ko utanjo ombali o hambonda tu onora oimwe ahamu mbali ombali mosho mise wakao namba kumuhitiza shimaliba oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu ono maramumu hitiza shimaliba kwa FNB oyonji ohambo umwe odo mbali mbali ohambo mbali odo imwe mbali odo nora ndatu oine ondatu unguliza oemeila po ono mora yoye o show or reference yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 25 minutes past 12 o'clock. I'm so sorry for that little technical break there. But we are back, and of course, the brand conversation still continues as we are talking about dealing with difficult people at work. Now, you know, worst case scenario, if you fail to deal with difficult people, and I'm talking about, you know, constant complaining about the coworker or situation that, you know, there have been some people who don't deal with the situation, right? And they quickly earn the title of the whiner or the complainer. And I've even heard of managers wondering why you are unable to solve your own problems, even if the manager's tolerance or encouragement of the situation is maybe part of the problem. But I think most importantly, if you are embroiled, if I can say, or involved in constant conflict at work, you may not only get blamed for being unable to handle the situation like a mature professional, you may find yourself labeled as a difficult person as well. And I don't think that's a really good thing, because this label is hard to escape and it can have devastating consequences for your career. And if you've been working for a while, I'm sure you've experienced workplaces in which all sorts of dysfunctional approaches to dealing with a difficult coworker have been tried and tried and tried. I've heard of people that, you know, have a issue with their colleague because they have an odor problem. So I've heard of someone saying that, yeah, no, I just put a can of deodorant on my coworker's desk. And you know what? That's not a productive option. It's not a productive option. Placing a can of deodorant on your hygiene challenged coworker's desk, that's not a productive option either. Confronting the bully publicly, that has also often led to disaster. Because what happens is that this person gets defensive, right? They will get, you know, their heart starts hardening and they probably stop listening to what exactly you have to share. I've heard of people playing pranks, you know, putting dead bugs in the person's desk drawer. That can leave your boss no other option than to fire you. So even playing a prank, it does not help. But I guess it also depends on the industry you're in. So I want us to look at more productive ways to address your difficult coworker and, of course, also hear what your experiences are. But in your opinion, what do you think are productive ways in which you can learn and deal with your difficult coworker? And I have some ways that I'd also like to share with you. And I think the first one, the most important one to look at is by start out by examining yourself. Now, I know you're probably shocked. I'm sure you probably didn't expect me to say that you need to look within yourself. But you know what? That's one of the best things that you need to do is to stop and pause and look within yourself. And you ask yourself questions like, are you sure that the other person is really the problem and that you're not overreacting? Look at things like, have you always experienced difficulty with the same type of person or actions, for example, right? Ask yourself, does a pattern exist for you in your interaction with your coworkers? And also, do you recognize that you have hot buttons that are easily pushed? And of course, all people do, you know? All people have a button. Maybe your button is that you don't like people who chew loud, and so you just start getting irritated with this person. Or maybe you don't like people who laugh loud, and that just irritates you. And so maybe that might be just your problem and not the other person, or that if it is a problem in the environment that you're in, that you need to calm yourself down first before you actually start overreacting. So yes, are you sure that the other person is really the problem and that you're not overreacting? Because you need to always start with self-examination to determine that the object of your attention really is a difficult person's actions. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM?
Yes, Sally, how are you?
I'm okay, my auntie. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Wonderful to hear from you.
Yeah. So, no, go ahead. I also just want to contribute, yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Yeah, those type of people, we all, I think, have gone through them.
Yes.
And sometimes you find them, they are your seniors.
Mm.
And they are fighting you, but you don't understand why fighting a clerk if you are a director.
Mm.
I am doing my work properly. I don't have any problem.
Yeah.
But you are just fighting.
So, my auntie, what do you think is the best way to deal with difficult people? Like, what do you do if someone insults you or is being rude to you? What is the right way to deal with people who are, you know, disrespectful or stubborn or even ill-mannered, especially, you know, in the career place? Like, I know for you, you dealing with difficult customers, what is the best way that you deal?
It's ignoring them, people who are like that, who
okay.
come to that extent of either insulting
okay.
and disrespecting. I mean, you tell them what you feel.
Okay.
So once, and from there, you just start not even seeing them anymore. You just ignore them.
But you can't ignore people if you're working in the same office.
You can.
Really?
You can. Yes, you can. You just don't see that person. That unless if you are having work related to that.
Yes,
look,
that's what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Then you try always just to keep it professional.
Mm.
And that's all. Do your best. just be professional and don't go out of that line.
I see what you're saying. Wow, very interesting. Is there a story that you could share, like where you had to deal with a difficult customer? Maybe they weren't, you know, because sometimes I've seen people dealing with difficult customers and the person comes there to explain that, you know, I'm not happy with the product, but the way that they speak to the person is so rude. How do you deal with that, you know, because I see it happening quite a lot.
Yeah, it says that the customer is always right. I mean, if you are in business, you really have to swallow, you know, certain, you have to swallow everything all the time. Just to please the people and also not for you to pick up enemies. Because as you do it to one individual, you fight one individual. That one individual can go talking around.
That's true. Yeah. So it can create a bad name if you react the same way that they are.
Yes. So it's just one person or two, whatever, because you are in business. Just try to swallow everything. And life will be even more better for you and you will be a happier person.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
But when it comes to work-related office, you know, in institutions, have to be tackled once and then so that people can see that, okay, if there is a problem, let's talk about it. And if we can't get to a conclusion or solution to the other person who is just ever hurting you, I mean, you have to help yourself. Some people, people have their own issues and then they want to put everybody in that position.
In that position.
So if you know yourself who you are, and you can also read between the lines that, look, this person really, she or he is just an unhappy person who wants everybody to be unhappy. So rescue yourself from people like that. They shouldn't, you know, you shouldn't see them and pay attention to them.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah, and end of the day, you are just helping yourself not to be, you know, affected by their attitude and whatever.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, thank you so much, Maanti. I appreciate it.
All right, my dear.
Thank you.
Have a lovely day.
All right, you too. Well, 083-288-401, that is the studio line. If you'd also like to add to your contribution, you know, how do you stay calm around difficult people? Like I was asking the auntie there in terms of what do you do to stay cool when things get tense? Maybe it's not a coworker, maybe it's a customer. And what is the best way to deal with difficult people? You know, what do you do if someone insults you or they are being rude to you without any reason? What is the right way to deal with such people? All right. 083-288-401. That is the studio line if you'd like to join in. You know, the other tip that I wrote down is exploring what you're experiencing with maybe a trusted friend or a colleague. And what I mean by this is that brainstorm ways to address the situation, because sometimes, and me, I'm the person where I'm coming to you that moment when it happened, which is not always a good thing because you end up saying things that you don't mean. You go there with your emotions instead of going in there with emotional intelligence. And you know, we've had this conversation before, right? So when you are the object of an attack, or maybe your boss appears to support the dysfunctional actions of a coworker, I'm sure it is often difficult to objectively assess your options, right? The anger, the pain, the humiliation, the fear, even the concern about making the situation worse, those are all legitimate emotions, right? So pay attention to the unspoken agreement that you create when you are asking for somebody else's assistance, because you are committing to act unless you and your colleague agree that taking action will probably only hurt the situation. Otherwise, you risk becoming a whiner and a complainer in the eyes of your colleague. The other tip I wanted to throw in is to approach the person with whom you are having the problem for a private discussion. You know, sometimes people will address a situation there, but it doesn't always work that way. Sometimes there's more power in a private discussion, because I believe what happens when we're making it public is that now we are putting on a show. So now it's a battle of who's the loudest, who knows the most English words, who knows the most sarcastic words. You know, I'm sure you know exactly what I mean by this. So the best advice that I can give you is to talk to the coworker about what you're experiencing. And they say in psychology that you must talk in the I messages. Basically, using I messages is a communication approach that basically focuses on your experience of the situation rather than on attacking or accusing the other person. So basically, you know, other people, when we are confronting someone, you'll be like, yeah, you did this and you did that and you said this and you said that. And what happens is that this person starts getting defensive and they'll be like, yeah, but I didn't do that, but I didn't say that. But I. I'm sure you know how the song goes, right? So what psychology says is that when you use an I message where you basically say, I felt that the way that you were reacting, it really upset me. Because now what you've done is that you have shown how much their actions have impacted you. You're not attacking them. You're talking from your experience. Because maybe I'm a loud person and I talk very loud and maybe I talk very aggressively. And so now when you come and say, yeah, you were so rude to me yesterday, and then I just come even louder. But then if you say that I feel that you were very loud yesterday while I was trying to have a conversation with you and it really made me feel this way, you've given the person room to have a dialogue with you and to also explain where they are coming from. So yes, be pleasant and agreeable as you talk to the other person, because they may not be aware of the impact of their words or their actions on you. Maybe they may be learning about their impact on you for the first time, because you know what? Maybe the previous co-workers had kept quiet, and so this person thinks that what they're doing is okay. So they may be learning about their impact on you or their impact of their actions for the first time. Or they may have to consider and confront a pattern in their own interaction with people, right? Maybe they may know and recognize their impact on you but deny it or try to explain it away. Because unfortunately, some difficult people, they just don't care. They just don't care. So during the discussion, try to attempt to reach an agreement about positive and supportive actions going forward. Focus on the one or two actions that hurt or hinder you the most. And then you'll follow up after the initial discussion. I know that the tips I'm giving you may feel like a lot of work, but trust me, it's better than keeping quiet and the elephant just being there in the room. And that every time you and this specific colleague are in the same room, things are tense. People can't really get their work done because now everybody else is affected by the tension between two people or three people. So when you are following up after the initial discussion, you are looking at things like, has the behavior changed? Has it gotten better or worse? You know, determine whether a follow-up discussion is even needed. Determine whether a follow-up discussion will have any impact. So, and also decide if you want to continue the confront the difficult person by yourself. I would say become a peacemaker, but you also need to decide how badly you want to make peace with the other person and how much you want your current job. And so determine whether you have experienced a pattern of support as well from your boss. So, and if not, escalate and move to the next idea where, like the auntie said, you can confront your difficult coworker. Sometimes you can also confront their behavior publicly, but this is where it gets a bit tricky because, like I said, when you are dealing with somebody and you are doing it publicly, you cannot be surprised that they are going to react defensively or in a stubborn manner. So, yes, maybe you can deal with the person with gentle humor or slight sarcasm, like I know Wanda's listening right now, but Wanda deals with difficult situation with a bit of humor. He adds a bit of light, you know, to the conversation. As serious as it is, there's a bit of that humor to make the person comfortable, because you get some people who tense up immediately and they can't even think straight, which I really appreciate. Because yes, direct confrontation does work well for some people in some situations, right? It doesn't work to ask a person to stop doing what they're doing publicly, but you can employ more positive confrontational tactics. But you also need to note that the success of these tactics that we are learning today for you, it will depend on your ability to pull them off. Because each person is not a spur of the moment funny, you know? You can't just come and make a joke to some people. Maybe that person is still angry. So yes, you have to kind of see where you can use your humor with some of your difficult coworkers. And if you have done what you can do and maybe you employed some of the approaches with little or no success, then it is, of course, time to involve others, right? Maybe your boss, maybe your manager, maybe the HR department. So note that you are escalating the situation when you are, of course, going to approach HR, right? So you also need to prepare to have that conversation as well. But let's hear what... All right, I guess I missed that caller there. 083-288-401. We are talking about working with difficult people. What do you do to stay cool when things get tense? You can call the studio and share your thoughts. But for now, let's quickly pay the bills.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Oyo mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station na oyo Eagle FM. Enya mkulu olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Don't be a silent listener. You can air your opinions, ask questions, and converse with us in studio on 083-288-401.
All right. It is still your number one talk radio station and it is 12:15. And if you're just joining in, a very good afternoon to you and welcome to the Brand Conversation. Now today we are looking at dealing with difficult people at work. And the main question for today is, what are some of the lessons that you have learned about dealing with difficult people? Because you know what? No matter where you work, you're likely to encounter colleagues with different opinions, maybe different work methods, maybe their ideological practices are, you know, different than yours. This disconnect can occasionally lead to, you know, a conflict at work, right? But understanding the best ways to work with those who work differently than you, that can help you keep your workplace a positive and an enjoyable place to be. Now, in this conversation today, we are looking at why some of your colleagues may be difficult to work with, and of course, most importantly, finding guidance for working with difficult people. Now, as we are coming to an end, you know, we're wondering, but why are some colleagues difficult to work with? And there are plenty of reasons. There are many reasons. I'm sure you have your own reason that is different from what I'm about to say now. But yes, some of your coworkers may have trouble getting along with anyone else at work, while others seem to present you with a personal challenge. But like I said, no matter where you work, there's likely to be a person or two you have trouble working with, right? Now we may be thinking, okay, what are some of the few common reasons why people may not work well together? And it could be differing opinions, right? I think most commonly, people who have a different idea than you about how to perform a project or manage a client can be challenging to work with because it's hard to find a compromise that suits both of you, right? You get other people that are oversharing. You know, some people love to talk and share information, both personal and professional, at work, while others prefer to focus on the assignment and avoid unnecessary conversation. So I'm talking about that person that comes to work and all they are doing is talking about their personal issue while we have an assignment that we need to work on. So that can also cause a conflict. Doing the minimum. I mean, most companies have an employee or two who tend to perform the fewest tasks they can while at work, leaving their colleagues to kind of overcompensate. There are other people that have different outlooks, right? Generally, people are either prone to optimism or maybe they are prone to pessimism, right? Differing outlooks and perspectives, that can definitely impact work relationships. So maybe I'm a person that is an optimist. Right? I am positive about things all the time. Every time there's a challenge, it's just Sally saying, don't worry, you guys. We can do this. Don't worry. And some people get irritated by people like that. They get irritated by people like that because they're like, she's just too happy, man. She's just too... Then you get the opposite, where if there's a problem, this person is constantly just like, how are we going to do this now? They start sulking. They start getting moody. Those are difficult people as well to be around because you kind of get dragged into it. You know, they say negativity attracts negativity, and so is the same for positivity as well. Then you get other people that are... They are overly independent. These are the type of employees that are kind of like naturally predisposed to teamwork, while others prefer to work alone. So when an independent worker struggles to contribute to a group project, the relationships and even the work products can suffer. So all in all, ladies and gentlemen, learning how to work with and managing difficult people at your job, it is a necessary skill. And I want us to, you know, look at the tips that I'm sharing with you today because they'll be able to add some value to your life and especially your work life. No one wants to go to work and you are just stressed because Envalde is just oversharing his personal stories while we are supposed to be working on our assignment. Nobody wants to be with Julia, who is just constantly on her phone while we're trying to be in a meeting. I think I'm going too deep now. I think I'm going too deep. But all in all, I'm sure you know exactly what I'm talking about, right? No one wants that colleague that is constantly eating their food at their desk and leaving it a mess. Those are difficult people to work with. So the first thing, like I said in the beginning, is examine your reaction, right? First, notice when you're reacting to something the person is doing. Identify your feelings, you know, that angry, that disgust, that resentment, and determine what behavior or action or inaction is causing you to feel that way. Then you take some time to figure out the cause and effect so that you'll know the best way to address the issue. Like, for example, you go and you say, Franz, I feel annoyed when you keep cutting your fingernails at the desk. That's a positive conversation you've had there. Privately, right? And staying calm. You know, when the behavior or the actions happen, particularly if it's recurring, stay calm. Remind yourself that acting out in anger, it hardly solves any problems. And it is best you address the situation when you are in control of your emotions. So if the action or behavior is distracting, remove yourself from the situation, like the auntie said. I can give you an example. You say, it irritates me when, whose name can I use in this office? Yes, it irritates me when Justicia talks over others during meetings. I can't resolve the situation when I'm feeling so strongly, so I need to remain calm and consider the best way to manage the situation when I'm in control of my emotions. That's just really a small one. Then there's maybe also sharing your feelings with someone. You know, find a trusted colleague or a friend outside of your organization to talk about the situation with a difficult coworker. Explain to them the action or behavior that is bothering you and how you respond to it. And that's where you ask for advice or guidance and determine a few strategies for managing the problem. So, for example, maybe I'm talking to my friend, right? And I'm saying, yo, my coworker is a very pessimistic person. Whenever we get a new assignment, they complain about how much time and work it's going to be instead of celebrating because we are chosen to work on it or feeling glad about the opportunity for the company. And it makes me feel silly for feeling excited and like I can't express my optimism. Okay, then your friend is like, wow, Sally, that sounds frustrating. What can you do to feel better? And then you're like, okay, maybe I could share my optimism anyway. Maybe I could also avoid discussing new projects with this coworker unless necessary. Let's hear what you have to say. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, how are you?
I'm okay, brother. How are you doing?
I'm okay too.
That's good. Are you joining our conversation?
Yeah, bro. I want to get in.
Okay. Dealing with difficult people, what are your experiences and thoughts?
I was working for one of the company.
Mm-hmm.
We used to like traveling.
Okay.
Yeah. Actually, what happened is like my supervisor, he kind of like have a tribalism.
Uh-huh. Okay. That's an issue.
Yeah. You see what happened here? I've been quiet the whole time, and this guy's bullying me like nobody's business.
Mm.
And there's one time I confront him, then he was like, okay, we make a peace a bit.
Yeah.
And one day, the boss just find us again. Like, why you guys are having this issue? I'm like, okay, we sort it out.
Yeah.
We become my friends.
Wow.
That I there because, yeah, like now I'm like physically. I want the physical fight because now I'm holding him like what, a tie.
Ooh, yeah, you were holding him.
Yeah. And the big man, he comes because I get fed up, man.
I can
understand. Just a little thing. This guy is always on my neck, my friend.
Mm.
I like, no, man, enough is enough.
Then you caught your heart burning.
If I lose my job, is that it?
Mm. And you know, you can get angry to that point where you don't care about the job anymore.
Yeah.
And it's
not
dangerous.
Anymore, yeah, because I've been kind.
Mm.
Whoever tried to bully me in this and this, and like, man, I know my life.
Yeah.
I know my life. This is now, that is a limit. Now, yeah. I'm no more going to take this nonsense.
Yeah. So
what
are some of the lessons that you learned from that situation? You know, what did you learn from there?
Yeah, you see, ne, sometimes, ne, when you start, a person starts bullying you, I think sometimes you confrontation is better. Then keep quiet. Because I've been keep quiet and, you know, these guys keep coming.
Yeah.
The moment I'm quiet, maybe I'm scared of him or something.
Or he thinks he's not doing anything wrong.
Exactly. Mm. Even if you didn't do anything wrong, it's just a little thing, Kama, you must come and write a warning.
Mm.
And this way I have a problem, Kama. No, why should I, if the other person is done it also, and they never have a written warning.
Yeah.
All those kind of, is where I say, no, today is today, my friend. Mm.
Today was your day.
Instead of writing a warning, just me, send me home.
Oh. Well, at least you know yourself that, you know, I'm about to get angry. Let me rather just go home. That was also a good decision, especially in that moment.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, sometimes you try to calm the situation down.
Yeah.
Like, okay, my brother, let us say, okay, maybe I'll try not to do that again.
Yeah.
But you can see that, okay, it's just a little thing which is not supposed to go to that extent.
And then?
But the person is just trying to bring out something which is not okay.
I completely understand that. So what advice do you have for everybody out there? You know, now that you've been through this experience, what advice would you give to that person listening that is also going through the same situation, especially where it feels very tribalistic? What would you tell that person?
Yeah, to that person, please, don't keep quiet. Sometimes it's better to speak out.
Yeah.
Because once you keep quiet, this person never going to give up to give up or harassing you.
I hear what
but once you come and say no, my brother, this is what it's about to be, and enough is enough. What you've been doing, it's not. I don't think it's a good thing. First of all, if you allow it, that person will keep it.
Keep
maybe
start
to doing it over and over.
I see what you're saying. Wow, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
at least you didn't beat anybody. That's all that I'm happy
about. No, yeah, but I don't understand. I'm telling you, just even because of there was a officer, there was a lot of women.
Oh.
That's screaming.
So the women are
and
the ones
that people have to come and separate us. Hey, it was going on, my friend. It was in Russia and Ukraine.
I can understand how you must feel.
Yeah, because I'm telling you, I was like a kind to this guy, man. But every time the guy just come, little thing is complaining.
I get that. I know, I completely understand. No, thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
All right, good one.
All right, take care. Yeah, I'm sure we've all, I almost said somebody's story, but there was a time when, at this place where I worked at, and there were, it was actually the two managers. It was the funniest story ever, but it's not funny because violence is not a joke. But these two guys, they were clashing, you know, and, it got to the point where things got physical. Now these are like everybody's taller than me, which is fine, but I was trying to stop these two guys and it was difficult and very embarrassing because there were also customers that were watching. And that's something we're also have to take note is that there are also customers that may be watching, and sometimes confrontation publicly is not a good idea. So yes, sometimes a public confrontation is not a good idea, especially if it's customer related. You know, if you are working in the shop and then you guys are having the argument behind the till, it's not a nice thing when we are seeing that. It's not nice seeing these public confrontations. Sometimes they need to be done, privately, you know, away from the client, because it just paints a bad, bad picture. Let's take this final call. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And yourself?
Very well. Is there any topic or...
Sorry?
Is there a topic to discuss or
yes.
Didn't follow much?
Oh, okay. Yes, we are having a topic today. We were talking about dealing with difficult co-workers or customers.
Oh.
Yeah. What is your experience? Yeah.
Wow, especially in the... public sector.
Ooh, okay.
It's real.
The public sector.
It's real.
What you advice? Find those, go ahead.
You find those is it now the you know the those who came before you like they've been there at the institution for more than 10 or 15 years.
Yeah.
And those ones are you know they do not appreciate changes.
I see.
They do not evolve, you know. And it's always, you know, those, you know, it's real.
I'm not too sure about
the private sector, but the public sector, it's real.
It
and
needs
it's
some
more
work.
Like, yeah, okay. Yeah, especially because if you've got a boss at the public sector, is a boss like a king, you know, like,
I see
and
what you're saying.
Yeah, so it's going to. No. I think it's a topic that everyone should take.
Okay. Do you think
I
that
remember,
we. Mm-hmm, go ahead.
Well, I think it was 2001. The first time I got my first job in 2001.
Yeah.
And, you know, it was such a lot of emotion. So you come with a new idea or this or that, and they say no, don't do this. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I'm the boss here. If I say so, it's done. And
that's very discouraging.
it doesn't even end there. So it drains the possibility of you being to be promoted and all those. That's why the private sector, they took long to promote. Besides, they don't even promote. They just, you know, push
My brother, we have run out of time, but I will definitely try to find an expert for us to take us more into this teaching for all the sectors, both private and public.
Please.
I will do so. Please take care. All right. All right, it is that time for me to say my see you later and make way for the rest of the team. But, yay, no matter what industry you work in, we are all bound to work with at least one difficult person sooner or later. And when it happens, it helps to be prepared on how to work with difficult people. For many people, especially those who prefer to avoid confrontation, it may seem preferable to sweep and, you know, a problem at work under the rug. But sometimes it's not. So, I hope that you've learned something new out of this today, and of course we will do more of these type of topics, especially for training. I think this is really important. So enjoy the rest of your day, and I will see you later tonight. That's on Off the Hook from 11 o'clock. Do check out our social media page for our topic for tonight. Stay tuned.
Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massive?
No, that's not what I mean. I mean on the silver platter
in terms of the infrastructure.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Oyo mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma kuroye kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi kono raheta tuimwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kono raheta tu natu, bali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede rohu de undi, ora tiengi o Eagle FM ayalira era karayimba mbehina raka. Tuahanasa na chine ne omahungi wenyando, omayihameno, oruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga no mamu inawoye. Kukusha orati yunji o Ikel FM ika onje kwa murungu no mekuli sino washiwa na matu hepa oru ya meto roye mwishimbesho vina vivali na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombuze no njivisiro na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mwupranga wayo. Hinda ombatu roye yodoranda esere no iwaeleta on blu waeleta po isi waeleta konomu waranji. Onora ohambonda to imwe Ombali, olonora mbali, oine, oimwe, oloine mbali. Miaro kana nombo nangiru kwao. Onora, ohambondatu, oimwe. Ombali, olonora mbali, oime, oimwe, oloine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Ombanga njio kamu TFNB. Ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, Oimwe, ohambumbali, ombali, moshomise. Miyaruka na branch kwa utanjo, ombali, ohambundatu, onora, oimwe, ohambumbali, ombali, moshomise. Wakao nomba kumu hitito shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambu umwe, ohambali mbali, ohambumbali, odoimwe mbali, odonora ndatu, oine, ondatu. Onomora kumu hitito shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambu umwe, ohambali mbali, Ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine onda tu. Ungulitha oemeila, po o nomora yoye o show o reference yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.